What are the movies The Four Seasons, Driving Miss Daisy, and Scream 2 have in common? They're just a few of the films and TV shows shot at Agnes Scott College. It's a women's college just outside Atlanta with 850 students. Recently, some students questioned the administration's motives when it gave the okay to a movie about sexual antics in college. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Jim Burris has our story.
When an Agnes Scott senior gets a job or grad school offer, she rings the school's bell. The tones echo past picture-perfect Gothic revival-style buildings, drifting into meticulously groomed quads. Picture the ideal college campus. That's how Agnes Scott looks. And that's why, for 30 years, about as many movies and TV shows have been filmed here. The school even offers a dedicated staff to make sure shoots run smoothly. Upstairs in Buttrick Hall, it's the last day of a class called Feminist and Womanist Ethics. Students ponder terms they've learned this semester with Professor Tina Pippin.
How do we pull it all together? When we have a decision to make, like a movie company who, you know, comes on campus and does something that is seen as abusive to women or degrading to women, how do we respond?
Senior Louisa Hill sits among a group debating their own feminist ethic. To Hill, Pippin's movie scenario echoes how she felt when, last fall, Agnes Scott served as a shoot location for the movie Road Trip Beer Pong.
We're trying to get to Atlanta for nationals. We've got to go through Nashville first so that Andy can hook up with a beer pong model.
Beer pong, by the way, is a drinking game. In general, students didn't object, but when a fellow student solicited extras for a scene about lesbians until graduation, Hill thought producers went too far.
They were looking for people to, quote-unquote, act like lesbians, and they welcomed background kissers if we were so interested.
It wasn't that Hill found the content too racy, but she cringed at the movie's stereotypes and questioned if producers would set the same scene at an all-male college. She confronted Agnes Scott's administration.
They recognized that we were upset, but I don't think that there was any policy change that they were considering because of it. So I think that making this public and being transparent about our concerns put some pressure on the administration.
Pressure in the form of blogs and newspaper editorials. Eventually, alums withheld contributions, even swore off campus visits.
I got lots of people saying, how could you possibly have allowed that to happen?
That's Agnes Scott President Elizabeth Keish. Despite reviewing the script and approving the shoot, she says some aspects got blown out of proportion.
This is a source of revenue for us, and this is obviously a year in which, in particular, every dollar counts.
Agnes Scott gets up to $10,000 a day per shoot. Much of that goes to scholarships. Keish says there was no lowering of standards because of the cash, but the protest got her attention. Keish created an advisory board of students, faculty, and staff to screen scripts, and now students have a say in future films' production. Agnes Scott has requested its name not appear in the credits of Road Trip Beer Pong, and the movie won't be coming to a theater near you. It's set for release directly to video. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.